Welcome to the radio ministry of the Seed Christian Fellowship. The Seed is a Christ-centered, God-glorifying, Spirit-filled fellowship of believers eager to share God's love with you. No matter where you've been or where you're at, you are welcome. The Seed is a place to belong and grow in God's grace and love. Our prayer is that you will experience God's grace at the Seed and that you will come to know God's love. Grow in Christ's grace, go in the Holy Spirit's power, sow seeds of faith in our world. Welcome to this week's Seed of Faith.
Welcome to this week's Seed of Faith, brought to you by the Seed Christian Fellowship. This is Pastor Dave, and we're really blessed that you're listening to these broadcasts. We want you to know that if you need prayer, our prayer team would gladly pray for you. You can go to our website at www.theseedchristianfellowship.com and click on the icon for prayer. If you don't have a home church, you can always go to our website and click on our YouTubes for our messages. Faith. Faith has been the topic we've been wrestling with since the beginning of the year. The Holy Spirit placed this word on my heart as we closed the chapter of 2020. 2020 was a year where we all have struggled with a worldwide pandemic called COVID-19. We've been quarantined, isolated, locked down, locked out. We've been locked out of our families and activities. Schools have gone online, education. We have all experienced a year with challenges. Businesses and churches have been closed. Our faith has been tested and tried. Our faith has been stretched and strained. For some of us, our faith has grown and become even greater. For others, our faith has failed and faltered. Either way, this series on faith is for each one of us. We have been exploring some of the big stories of faith in the Old Testament and the New Testament. During this series, if you've ever listened to any of the programs, you can always go back and listen on our website or go to our YouTube. We found faith, and I titled this series, God With Us. Goes back to the story of Christmas, Emmanuel. We found faith in the fiery furnace with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and there was a fourth man in the fire. We found faith in the lion's den when the angel shut the mouth of the lion for Daniel. We found faith in the valley with David as he faced a giant with five smooth stones and a slingshot. We found faith on the mountain when Elijah was called down fire from heaven. We have found faith in the Old Testament. We have found faith in the New Testament. We found faith when four friends brought their paralyzed friend to Jesus and lowered him through the roof. We found faith when blind Bartimaeus cried out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." We have found faith when 5,000 men plus women and children were fed with five loaves of bread and two fish and 12 baskets left over. Last week, if you were listening, we found faith when Jairus' daughter was brought back to life and the woman who had a bleeding problem was healed. Faith. The Bible is a book of faith. It's filled with faith. If you don't have a Bible, the Seed Christian Fellowship would gladly send you a Bible. You can email me at Pastor Dave at the Seed Christian Fellowship, and we'll put God's Word, God's faith in your hands. Today we come to a story recorded in the Gospel of Matthew and Mark. Jesus tells the Canaanite woman she has great faith. So what is great faith? Well, before we turn to God's Word, we come to the throne of grace and we seek God's faith. Let us pray. Lord God Almighty, you are our healer, our redeemer, our restorer. Today we pray that your Word will come alive and teach us, feed us, and heal us. Today, right now, let the old news of the Bible become the good news for us today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Grab your Bibles if you're at home, if you're driving or working, listen for God's Word. Matthew 15, chapter 15, verses 21 through 31. Leaving that place, Jesus withdrew to a region of Tyre and Sidon. A Canaanite woman from that vicinity came to him crying out, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is suffering terribly from demon possession." Jesus did not answer a word. So his disciples came to him and urged him, "Send her away, for she keeps crying out after us." He answered, I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel. The woman came and knelt before him. Lord, help me, she said. He replied, it is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to their dogs. Yes, Lord, she said, but even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered her, woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted. And her daughter was healed from that very hour. Jesus left there and went along the Sea of Galilee. Then he went up on a mountaintop and sat down. Great crowds came to him, bringing the lame, the blind, the crippled, the mute, and many others, and laid them at his feet, and he healed them. The people were amazed when they saw the mute speaking, the crippled made well, the lame walking, and the blind seeing, and they praised the God of Israel. Let's set the stage for a moment. As you listen, put yourself into this story. I always say that. It's kind of hard, but imagine that you're there. Put yourself in the story. Jesus has been repeatedly rejected by the religious leaders. The Pharisees and the Sadducees have been plotting and planning on how to capture Jesus and put him to death. The governor, Herod Antipas, wants to kill him because he thinks Jesus is John the Baptist come back to life. The crowds are pressing around Jesus, wanting more and more miracles. He has fed them, he has healed them, he has taught them, and still more is desired. Can you enter into this story? Where are you in this story? All Jesus wants to do is get away from it all. Get away from the crowds, the religious leaders, and the political leaders, just for a bit. Boy, that'd be nice. Maybe we should just turn everything off. Don't turn the radio off, but turn everything off. Turn your TV off. Turn your phone off. Turn your iPad or your electronics off for just a minute and get away. That's what Jesus wants to do. So you know what he does? He takes his disciples up to Tyre and Sidon. The area is about 25 to 30 miles northwest of the Sea of Galilee, and it's known as the land of the Gentiles. The area is set in the mountains close to the Mediterranean Sea. The temperature is much cooler in that area than the arid, hot area of Galilee. He's going up to a mountain retreat. That's what he's doing. Jesus and his disciples are taking a mountain retreat. They're getting away. They're going to have a break. They're getting away from everything. Time to chill out, relax, leave the religious leaders, political leaders, and the crowds. Here's a question. Why does Jesus head into the forbidden Gentile area to spend alone time with the disciples? That's a deep question. What I find so interesting about this part of the journey is that Jesus willingly chooses to travel into the area of the Gentiles. The Jewish people of Jesus' day, they would walk miles and miles out of their way in order to avoid traveling through the area of the Gentiles. Yet here we find Jesus heading straight into it. Right before this story with the Gentile mother crying out for her daughter, Jesus has just completed a debate with the religious leaders about what is clean and unclean. I find it very interesting that we find Jesus heading into an area filled with unclean people. Well, here's your three-point message. My homiletics professor way back, he was an old professor. He says, have 3 points in a poem. Well, I'm going to give you 3 points today. The story of the Canaanite woman teaches us, point number one, never stop seeing Jesus. Point number two, never stop seeking Jesus. And point three, never stop staying with Jesus. The first point in this message for today is that we should never stop seeing Jesus. As the story unfolds, we're told that there is a certain Canaanite woman who spots Jesus. She comes running up after him. We're not told much about her. We do not even know her name. We do not know her heritage. We do not know her social status. We do not know her hometown. We're not told about how she heard about Jesus. All we know is that she comes from the area of Tyre and Sidon, and that she has at least one daughter, a sick, suffering, demon-possessed daughter. One thing we know for sure is that this woman has grown up with the pagan gods of her culture. No one of these pagan gods made of wood and stone could heal her daughter. Think about that. This desperate mother is somehow made aware that Jesus is in the area. She does the one thing on her heart. She runs after Jesus. Matthew tells us in his writing, crying out, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is suffering terribly from demon possession." This Canaanite woman sees Jesus for who he is, and she cries out in her despair. The Greek word for cry is translated to scream out. Now, I'm not going to scream to you. That would be wrong, but she's screaming, most likely at the top of her lungs. And what is she screaming? "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me." Did you catch it? "Lord, Son of David." This foreigner, this outcast, this outsider recognizes that Jesus is the Messiah, and she is shouting it out as she runs after him. Have you ever wanted something so badly that you chased after someone begging them to help you? The gospel tells us that the disciples were complaining. They turn to Jesus and they say, "Lord, she keeps crying out." In essence, "Lord, she's screaming at us. Send her away." Have you ever been put in that situation? Put yourself into this situation right now. You're going on a vacation. It's September in the Inland Empire, and it's burning hot outside. Someone offers you a mountain cabin for a week. Can you place the scene? Cool air, crisp air. And there you all are, all of us hiking up into the mountain cabin for a retreat. It's going to be great. And suddenly, there's this desperate mountain woman. And she saw Jesus. Instantly, she knew, "Lord Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And she is chasing after Jesus, begging him to heal her daughter. So what? Do you really see Jesus? Do you see Jesus as the Messiah? You've been listening to The Seed of Faith, brought to you by the Seed Christian Fellowship. This is Pastor Dave. If you don't have a home church, of course, we have our services online. But I encourage you to get connected to a church. If you need help, you can email me at Pastor Dave at the Seed Christian Fellowship, and we'll find a church in your area. Find a fellowship and grow in the grace of Christ. Our so what question today is, do you really see Jesus? Do you see Jesus as the Messiah? Do you see Jesus as the one who has come to set you free? Do you see Jesus as the Son of God? Do you believe that Jesus came to teach us, to feed us, to heal us? Maybe I'll make that more personal. Do you believe that Jesus came to teach you, to feed you, and to heal you? This unnamed woman surely did. This woman was an outcast and an outsider. She saw Jesus, and she pursued him, all the while screaming out, "Jesus, have mercy on me." How about you? Have you ever been to the point where all you can do is chase Jesus down while screaming, "I know who you are, have mercy on me"? Point number one, see Jesus for who he is, Lord, Son of David, the Messiah. No matter what your concern is, no matter what your problem is, never stop seeing Jesus for who he is. A pastor had a kitten stuck in a tree, and the kitty would not come down. The tree was not sturdy enough to climb, so the pastor, being a brilliant pastor as he is, this is a joke on pastors, okay? So the pastor decided that he would tie a rope to his car and drove until the tree bent down enough and he could reach up and get the little kitten. As he moved just a little too far, the rope broke. The tree snapped, and the kitten instantly sailed through the air and out of sight. He felt terrible and walked all over the neighborhood asking people if they had seen his little kitten. No one had, and finally he prayed, "Lord, I commit this kitten to your keeping." And then the pastor went about his business. A few days later, he was at the grocery store and met one of his church members. In her shopping cart, he noticed to see cat food. Now, this woman in his church, he knew that she was a cat hater, and everyone knew that she was a cat hater. So he walked up to her and asked her why she was buying cat food when she hated cats so much. She replied, "Pastor, you won't believe this, but I have been refusing to buy my little daughter a cat, even though she has been begging for one. Finally, I told her that if God really wants her to have a cat, I'll let her keep it. I watched my child go out into the yard, get on her knees, and ask God for a cat. Really? Pastor, you're not going to believe this, but I saw it with my own eyes. A kitten suddenly came flying out of the blue sky with its paws spread out and landed right in front of her. Of course, I'd let her keep the kitten because it came from God." Where are you seeing Jesus? Where are you seeking Jesus? From the Gospel of Matthew, we're shown that God sent his one and only Son to us. Jesus will gather us, save us, redeem us, heal us, feed us, teach us, and set us free. The Canaanite woman knew this. Her daughter was sick and suffering. She went looking for the only one who could help her. She went looking for Jesus. And when she found him, she hung on and did not let go. She did not stop seeking him. Even when she was not acknowledged by the disciples, she kept pursuing the Son of David. Even when they told her to be quiet, go away, she kept seeking Jesus. She cried out the louder, is what we're told. The disciples were angry with this Gentile woman. They were looking for their alone time, time away from the crowds here, and this Gentile woman is crying out, not once, but repeatedly. As she chases them down and down the winding road, the disciples have had it, and they throw down the last straw. Jesus, send her away. Sometimes I wonder why these stories are in the Bible. Imagine, we're just about up to Lake Arrowhead. Our cabin is just over the tree line. Pretty soon, we'll unpack our stuff, set up camp, and begin to enjoy our vacation. We have worked hard for this. We have earned it. We have entertained crowds for way too long of a season. Isn't it me time? And here she is, like a broken record. Jesus, Jesus, Son of David, Messiah, Jesus. What were the disciples thinking? Why were they blocking her from Jesus? Why did they want to send her away? Oh, just come back next week when we're back on duty. Instead of becoming discouraged, instead of giving up, instead of giving in, instead of going home, instead of becoming afraid or disheartened, this Gentile woman continues to seek Jesus. Can you identify? Have you been there? How many times have you given up? How many times have you stopped seeking Jesus? How many times have we lost our faith become discouraged or disheartened? As we journey through our 2021 year, the story of the Canaanite woman is here to encourage us. Never give up. Never stop seeking Jesus. The pastor in our story may have stopped seeking the lost kitten. But this Gentile outcast woman teaches us an unbelievably valuable lesson. Point number two, seek Jesus and never stop seeking Jesus. Point three, so far this story has taught us to see Jesus for who he really is, Lord, Son of David, Messiah, and never stop seeking Jesus amid our despair, our sorrow. Chase after him, cry out to him. Point three in our story is not a poem, but it teaches us to never stop staying with Jesus. What does Jesus finally say to the Gentile woman? "I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel." Does she say, "Oh, okay, Jesus, I'm going to give up and go away"? No, she cries out again. Can you imagine the scene? She has been running and running after Jesus and the disciples. She's been crying and screaming. She finally has her moment. She falls on her knees, hangs on Jesus' feet for dear life, and she sobs, "Lord, help me." This persistent and faithful outsider sees Jesus as the Messiah. She continues to seek him despite being told that he was not sent for her people, but only for the lost sheep of Israel. She falls at his feet, "Lord, help me." The Greek translation, "knelt before him," is the same word we use for worship, proskuneo. She fell down to worship and to prostrate herself. This woman fell at Christ's feet and worshiped him. This woman knew point three of my message, stay with Jesus. Jesus replies, "It's not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dog." This desperate woman is not distracted by these hard words. In the Jewish culture, the Jewish people saw themselves as the children of God, and the Gentiles were considered dogs. This desperate Gentile woman understood this language. But the word that Jesus uses for dogs here is not the common derogatory word the Jewish people use, like a snarling wild dog. No, Jesus uses the word for a house pet, a puppy, a friendly, loving dog. This woman is so persistent in staying close to her Messiah that she responds, "But even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table." Basically, she's saying, "I know you think I'm a wild dog gone mad, but I'm not. I'm here for my daughter. I am not asking to sit at the table and dine with you guys. I'm not asking for a week's vacation at the mountain cabin with you. All I'm asking is that I can get close enough to take away a crumb that falls from your table. Just a crumb. Not for me, but for my daughter." So how are we doing at staying close to the Messiah? How are we doing clinging to his robe in worship? There was no discouraging this woman. She would not become disheartened. She would not be rejected or dejected. This outsider would not be discouraged or dismayed. She followed Jesus. She grabbed on and she did not let go. I would say that our point is stay with Jesus, never stop staying with Jesus. So how do we apply this story to our lives? So what? How do we have great faith? The answer is found right here in this 3 points. Never stop seeing who Jesus is. Jesus is the Son of David. Jesus is the Messiah. Never stop seeking Jesus. Never stop staying with Jesus. On October of 1941, Winston Churchill gave an address to the school which he graduated from, and he said these words. He said, "Never give in. Never give in. Never, 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 never in nothing great or small, large or petty, never give in except to convictions of honor and good sense. Never yield to force, never yield to the apparently overwhelming might of the enemy. Never give in." So my encouragement to you is, in a nutshell, today's story of the Canaanite woman, she never gives up. I don't know about what you're facing, but I do know Jesus. From all the stories that we've studied during this season, I'm convinced of one thing. Jesus loves it when we step out in faith. The paralyzed man, the blind man, the hungry crowd, the bleeding woman, the leader of the synagogue with a sick daughter, the Gentile woman with a sick daughter. See Jesus. Seek Jesus. And stay with Jesus. If you have the faith as a mustard seed, you can move a mountain. Let us pray. Lord God, we give thanks that we can come and see you. We can see you in Jesus. Lord, help us to stay with Jesus and continually seek him. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God loves you, and so do I. God bless.
You've been listening to this week's Seed of Faith. Our prayer is that you have come to know how much God loves you. If you would like to know more about the ministry of the Seed Christian Fellowship, contact Pastor Dave at his email address, pastordave@theseedchristianfellowship.com, or you can send a message through the church website, theseedchristianfellowship.com. You are invited to come to church Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. at the Rancho Cucamonga Community Center. at 11200 Baseline Road in Rancho Cucamonga, California, 91730. The Seed is a wonderful fellowship of believers growing in God's love and grace. And when you do come, please make yourself known to Pastor Dave because he would love to meet you. If you don't have a home church and you would like to find a church in your area, they can send you names of some local churches in your particular area. Well, thanks for joining us this week. And remember, God loves you, and so do we.